This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi made her first in-person court appearance Monday since she was deposed as Myanmar's de facto democracy leader in the February 1st military takeover. Her lawyers told journalists in the capital, Naypyidaw, that they were allowed to meet with Suu Kyi for 30 minutes before the hearing to discuss her case. They said the 75-year-old Nobel Peace Laureate sounded and looked healthy and wished the people of Myanmar good health. Suu Kyi also issued a defiant message about her National League for Democracy party. She said, quote, "Our party grew out of the people, so it will exist as long as people support it." Suu Kyi's civilian government was overthrown nearly 3 months after the NLD won parliamentary elections in a landslide. The junta has tried to justify its coup by saying there was widespread electoral fraud in the November 8th election. The Civilian Electoral Commission has denied that's true. The United States and European governments have accused Belarus of engaging in an act of state terrorism after it forced a commercial jetliner on Sunday to make an emergency landing in Minsk and arrested an opposition blogger critical of authoritarian president Alexander Lukashenko. The U.S. and European Union called on Lukashenko's government to immediately release Roman Pratasevich. He's a 26-year-old blogger who has been living in exile in Poland. His Ryanair flight, which originated in Athens, was diverted in Belarusian airspace about 10 kilometers from its destination, Vilnius, Lithuania. Before being led away by police, Pratasevich reportedly told a fellow passenger he fears he will face the death penalty in Belarus. This is VOA News.